And Jonathan Steele, what do you make of the media coverage in the West, or the lack of media coverage over the carnage and the civilian casualties in eastern Ukraine as a result of the Ukrainian forces advancing?
Well, I mean, I'm very glad that in your report, at least, you put in the point that the UN has come out saying that 2,600 people, civilians, have been killed. That's more than have been killed. Were killed in Gaza in the recent month-long Israeli offensive. It's a huge humanitarian disaster and crisis going on there. It's hardly ever mentioned in the Western media. And these are UN figures. And as you also pointed out correctly, the UN says the majority of those casualties are caused by the Ukrainian army against civilians, because they are trying to capture huge cities, Donetsk, Luhansk, where there are hundreds of thousands of people. Many have fled, but there's still hundreds of thousands remaining. Now, Russia tried to highlight that whole issue 2 or 3 weeks ago when it sent this humanitarian convoy from Russia into Ukraine. And what happened? The Ukrainians immediately said, this is the pretext for an invasion. This is an invasion. The Russians then allowed people to look into those convoys. The OSCE looked into it. Ukrainian border guards looked into it. Western journalists looked into it. There was absolutely no sign of any military potential at all. It was simply humanitarian supplies. And eventually it was allowed in. Well, it wasn't allowed in. The Russians drove it in because the Ukrainians refused to give the paperwork that was necessary, even though it was in no way military. So Russia was trying to highlight